Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is August 17th. These are today's vital statistics. Gilbert H. Burmester, 97, of Loganville, died August 12th. Funeral services will be conducted at 11:30 a.m. Tuesday, August 18th, at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Visitation will also be at the funeral home Tuesday at 9:30 until the time of service. Burial will be in St. Peter's Cemetery in Loganville, and luncheon will follow at Loganville's Fire Department. Gilbert H. Burmester, 97, of Loganville. Raymond James Ray Bass, 77, of rural Richland County, died Monday, August 10th at his home. A celebration of life will be held at 6 p.m. Tuesday, August 18th at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with military honors to be provided by the Viola American Legion Post 447. A visitation will be held Tuesday, August 18th at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 4 p.m. until the time of service at 6 p.m. Memorials in Ray's name can be directed to the Viola Fire Department, Kickapoo Rescue Squad, or Viola American Legion, Post 447. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Raymond James Ray Bass, 77, of rural Richland County. Eileen Catherine Hegg Eberly, 95, of Lone Rock, died August 8th in Virginia Beach, Virginia. A funeral mass will be held Thursday, August 20th at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, immediately followed by a luncheon at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort in Spring Green from 12 noon until 2 p.m., with burial at 2:30 p.m. in the St. Killian's Cemetery. Visitation will be held Wednesday, August 19th from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, and again on Thursday from 10 a.m. until the time of Mass. Eileen Catherine Hegg Eberly, 95, of Lone Rock. Isabel M. Reimer, 91, of Loganville, died Sunday, August 16th at the Senior Life Center in Reedsburg. Funeral services will be conducted at 11:30 a.m. on Friday, August 21st at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Loganville. Interment will be in St. Peter's Cemetery. There will be visitation on Friday morning from 9:30 until 11:35 at the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials to St. Peter's Lutheran Church would be appreciated. The Farber Funeral Home is serving the family. Isabel M. Reimer, 91, of Loganville. Richard Arlen Olson, 94, of Avoca, died August 13th. Funeral services will be held Friday, August 21st at 1 p.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Avoca. Burial will follow in St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be conducted by the Avoca American Legion, Post 335. Visitation will be held at St. Joseph's Catholic Church Friday, August 21st from 10 a.m. until the time of Mass at 1 p.m. Memorials may be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or a charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Richard Arlen Olson, 94, of Avoca. Albert Anthony Grell, Jr., 91, of Gotham, died Friday, August 14th at home. Funeral services will be held Sunday, August 23rd at 1 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow at the Bear Valley Cemetery with military rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Visitation will be held Sunday, August 23rd at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 12 noon until the time of service at 1 p.m. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Albert Anthony Grell, Jr., 91, of Gotham. This concludes today's vital statistics.